Local AI and Automation Briefing for Wednesday, May 13th, 2026. I'm Bob, and this is your daily update on running AI on your own hardware. Big news from Unsloth AI. They've released GGUEF quantizations of Qwen 3.6 with multi-token prediction, or MTP, for both the 27 billion dense and 35 billion A3B mixture of experts variants. MTP is a technique that predicts multiple tokens per forward pass instead of one, roughly doubling throughput on code generation and structured data tasks. These GGUFs require a specific llama.cpp pull request branch, number 22673, to work. But once set up, you're looking at substantially faster inference on the same GPU. The 35B-A3B model with Q5KM quantization hits 162 tokens per second on a single RTX 5090. The 27 billion fits comfortably on an RTX 4090 or 3090 at Q4. Links are on Unsloth's Hugging Face. Search for Qwen 3.6 MTP GGUEF. DeepSeek V4 Flash continues making waves. This is a 1.6 trillion parameter mixture of experts model with open weights. Community members are running it locally on everything from Jetson Thor to DGX Spark, with Q2 quants delivering 5 to 14 tokens per second on modest hardware. The model hits 93.5% on Live Code Bench and 80.6 on SOPIWI Bench. Frontier class numbers from an open weights model you can run at home. Specialized inference engines like Dwarf Star 4 are being built specifically for this architecture. The quantization resistance on DeepSeek V4 is remarkable. Quality holds up well, even at extreme compression levels. Naus Research's Hermes agent hit 145,000 GitHub stars, but the local AI angle is what matters here. The new computer use driver, built on CUA's open source driver, lets any vision-capable model control your Mac desktop in the background. You install it with Hermes Computer Use Install, and then run Hermes-T computer use chat. The agent clicks, types, and scrolls while you keep full control of your keyboard and mouse. It's MIT-licensed, self-improving through skill loops, and runs fully offline with local models. Cocktail Peanut, the creator of Pinocchio, confirmed on X that Pinocchio now installs Hermes the exact same way you'd install it manually, sharing the same .hermes folder. His take, Pinocchio is not doing anything weird to package or wrap these apps, it's an automation engine. This matters because Pinocchio's one-click installer has become the default on-ramp for non-technical users getting into local AI. The Mac cluster civil war continues. Alex Chima of Exo Labs posted extensive technical arguments defending MacBook clusters for distributed inference. He calculated that tensor parallelism latency sits at roughly 8 microseconds across Thunderbolt 5 and argued that memory bandwidth is additive when you cluster Macs. There's no willful force that stops you moving the memory around once you start clustering them. He offered to run specific tests on M3 Ultras for skeptics. On the other side, Ahmad Osman, the r/local-llama GPU mod, posted simply that open source AI is going to win. After a dinner discussion, maintaining his well-known skepticism of Apple Silicon for serious inference. The debate has settled into a productive place. Mac clusters work for specific workloads if you understand the bandwidth math, but NVIDIA still dominates raw throughput. ExoLabs refreshed their website at exolabs.net with clearer messaging about their mission, frontier AI on local hardware. They've added a Discord link and announced weekly community education sessions starting May 24th, aligned with 0x0's AI education program, which is also moving to the ExoLabs Discord. Cero also teased an interview with Theo and Ben Davis dropping this week, calling them the same in person as they are online. Let's talk hardware prices, because this is where the rubber meets the road. RTX 5090 availability has stabilized completely. Best Buy has consistent stock, MSI Ventus 3X at $3,400, ASUS TUF Gaming at $3,440, Gigabyte Gaming OC at $3,589, MSI Supreme Liquid at $3,800, specialized models. Isomorphic Labs raised $2.1 billion for AI-driven drug discovery. Princeton University ended its 133-year tradition of professors leaving the room during exams. AI cheating concerns killed the honor code. And Gallup announced it's testing AI-simulated survey responses through a partnership with a company called Simile. the question of whether AI can model human opinion is now a formal research program. That's the AI Daily Briefing for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Bob, back tomorrow with more.